Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, December the 4th. And rather sport for choice today, as you would expect, I suppose, going into December, going into what's normally the best time of the year for the stock market. So not a surprise, especially with all the other positive fundamental news as well. But Ascent Resources, the first stock up here. We've had the ongoing triangle breakout here through the, well, I suppose, 5.5 pence just at the turn of the month. And above that zone, looking towards that resistance line there from March, heading towards 9 pence. Looks like a wider and a bigger move to the upside than just retesting October resistance. 1 to 2 month target here up to 14 pence, which is the top of that rising trend channel from February. And that's valid really well. We hold above the 50-day line just under 5 pence at the moment. So that the 50-day line should be a reasonable trading stop loss for those trying to run the position higher. Onto a stock which I don't, type of stock which I don't really cover. It's a sort of a bottom fishing situation rather than a momentum one. But here we've got with Angle, decent bear trap here below the from below the 40 pence low in March, and we should see hopefully a repeat of the type of rally that we had in March, April after that, i.e. up towards the 65, 70 pence area. There's a line of resistance there from July which is pointing to 62 pence, which could be on over the next several weeks, and just need maybe a confirmation with an end of day close through the 30-day line at 43 pence. But enough being done here really with the bear trap and then the price action today breaking that falling wedge from August. So looking pretty set fair on Angle. Stop loss, I suppose the obvious one really would be back below that 37.9 pence floor of December to date. Onto a stock which it's also looking quite encouraging. A large U-shaped recovery here for Bond Hill. So that's you know, the longer the sort of the basing, the greater the potential rally can be after that, or recovery can be after that. Here we've got a line of resistance that I'm drawing towards 25 pence, which obviously looks rather ambitious at the moment, but sometimes it pays to be ambitious. We're already through the 200-day moving average at 8.6 pence, and all we're looking for now probably is just really an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 11.7 pence, that June peak. But really, while we're on above the 200-day line, we're on our way and should hopefully hit 25 pence rather by the end of next month. Another stock which is looking encouraging at the moment is CapEx, a nice little bull flag breakout here. Very encouraging price action here in the sense that the bull flag is well above the old resistance towards 6 pence. So that tends to be show that we're in a mid-move consolidation rather than the end of the line. Top of the channel here from March last year, heading towards 10.5 pence, which should hopefully be hit by the end of this month. The bigger target here, obviously, after that would be to retest the October resistance. But that bull flag and the way we're positioned at the moment looking very encouraging indeed for 10 pence and then hopefully 14 pence after that. A lot of interest in the following stock that I've seen around the place, Conduity Capital. Here it's taken a while to sort of base out. I drew that broadening triangle presumably earlier last month, and that resistance line there current now heading up towards the 6 pence level, sorry, the 2.5 pence level rather. Well, jumped the gun. But the trigger for the move higher was the break of that resistance line from October around the so it was 1.4, 1.5 pence level. And we've arced beautifully since then higher. Neckline resistance is last month's intraday peak at 1.64. So end of day close above that and the 50-day line at 1.62 should be enough to get the shares on their way to a 2.5 pence plus target by the end of next month. So the rising trend channel, as I'm drawing it at the moment, only back below the floor of that channel and 1.4 pence really delaying the upside scenario for Conduity. On to Big Dish, which has had a few good days, presumably celebrating the end of lockdown. Here we had the breakout of, from a falling wedge, one which has supposed to been in place since October in the nearest instance. What would be nice to see today is a weekly close above the 50-day moving average at 1.23 pence. And if we can achieve that, then hopefully by the end of the month or maybe sooner, we'd hit the 200-day moving average at 1.79 pence again, which was obviously the resistance during September on the way down for the shares. Stop loss here, I suppose, back below the 20-day line at 1.03 pence is probably the best or the tightest one could do at this stage. You might have the option of 1.15, which was the initial November resistance, but the 20-day line should be a reasonable dynamic stop loss. Onto a stock which has taken a while to get off the ground after its recent pullback, but well, interesting to see how Dev Clever never went or never stayed below the 200-day moving average, which was a which is normally a good sign, a good technical sign. It means that shares have remained in an uptrend and or in a bull market. We broke that line of resistance from October around 7.25 pence last month, and now starting to accelerate. Hopefully at this stage, while we're above the 200-day line at 6.83 pence, we can hit the top of the rising trend channel from December, currently pointing towards 13 or even 14 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. TR1s are flowing all over the place as far as Gunsind are concerned. Here we had the breakout through, I suppose, 1.2 pence earlier in the week, and above that, looking for the top of the rising trend channel from January this year up towards 2 pence, hopefully by the end of this month. Stop loss rather obviously back below the 50-day moving average at 1.1 pence, but you can see that really the shares have been above the 200-day line since September, and they're hence in bull mode since then. Stock, which is sort of the larger version of Gunsind, perhaps Greatland Gold. It's been there, done that. Massive rally for the shares over the last year and more. It was nice to see the way that the shares broke just the last couple of days, before the end of the month in November, broke through the 25 pence level and broke through that September resistance line, breaking that near-term triangle. And we've sort of flowed quite nicely ever since. Was looking for 40 pence before, I think, in September, but it looks like we'll get that now, hopefully by the end of this month. That's the top of a rising trend channel from June. So let's see if it's second time lucky for 40 pence on Greatland. If you're a fan of the stock and care to dream of larger riches, then probably that resistance line there that I've just drawn from July heading towards 45 would be your favored destination for the shares. The upside, I suppose, at least in the near term, certainly valid while we hold above September resistance at 27 pence. So that's sort of the near term stop loss for the shares in terms of breaking out. Onto a stock which is rather less sort of flamboyant in terms of its charting picture so far, Hurricane Energy. Here we've had a decent breakthrough, the 50-day moving average around 3.5 pence in November, and that was, I suppose, the buy signal, a technical buy signal for the shares. Overall, we've got a rising trend channel from August currently heading towards 8.5 pence, and hopefully that will be seen over the next 6 to 8 weeks, certainly while we remain above the 20-day line at 3.75 pence. So looking more encouraging there on Hurricane. A lot of interest I've seen in iMedia. Here we've had a sort of rather messy picture in terms of the charting, but I suppose the message here has been that the way that support has come in at and just above the 20 pence level. Got a line of resistance there from September running through, I suppose, what's that, 28, 29 pence, but there is a tighter trend line that's been broken this week. That was around 22 pence, and so while we're above that, looking for higher prices here, above 22 pence, I think looking for last month's peak at 35 pence would be a modest destination for the stock. As ever, if you're a fan of the shares and looking for greater glory, then I suppose the big target here, maybe on a 2 to 3 month view, would be up towards the 55 pence level, which seems rather ambitious, but that is a line of resistance from April. And certainly, if we can break through 35 pence relatively soon, then maybe that would be on the cards for iMedia, given that so much basing has happened towards 20 pence. So there's a floor looks to be in place for that. Stock which started to bubble up again after having some news, investment news during the week, is Pires. Nice to see the shares back above the 50-day moving average. That's the blue line there around the 3.9 pence level. We broke a line of resistance from October last month around the 3.5 pence level. So in theory, that was really the technical entry point. But above the 200-day and above the 50-day moving average, 5 pence at last month's peak, sorry, October's peak rather, looks to be on the cards. Big picture target here up to 7 pence in the top of that 2020 trend channel, hopefully on a 1 to 2 month perspective, as long as we hold the 3.5 pence area. Finishing off with one of the recent favourites on the bulletin board heroes, Rainbow Rare Earths. Here we had the placing, and we saw the shares rise after the placing, which is a satisfying event if you are a bull of a stock. Here we're looking towards the top of that rising trend channel from May, currently pointing to 14 pence, and hopefully that can be seen well before the end of this month. And that's valid while we hold above that late November peak at 9.5 pence. That's it from me today. Hopefully an update over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.